Support for KNKX comes from Central Co-op, celebrating their new Tacoma location opening in early 2018 on North Pearl Street. Merged with the Tacoma Food Co-op in 2015, Central Co-op is a community-owned grocery store open to everyone. More at centralcoop.coop.
We have an important food question for you here at KNKX. Clams or mussels? On Food for Thought, our food commentator Nancy Leeson tells 88.5's Dick Stein which is the bivalve to beat and why.
Hey, Nance, mussels or clams? Which one of these?
Of those, I like them both, but it would have to be mussels.
Why?
Because in the summer months, we get the wonderful Mediterranean mussels, which I think you can get year-round these days. They're at their best in the summertime. Doesn't seem to make sense. You would think shellfish do better in the wintertime.
Do they come from the Med, or are they grown around here?
The species was originally from the Med, but they ended up here, and we farm them. Here's why I like them. A couple of things. They're meaty. The smaller ones are often sweeter, but I like the meatiness. One of the reasons why I like mussels better than clams is even though they cost about the same, I generally see them about $5.99 a pound. Sometimes they're on sale, a little less expensive, but the mussel shells are lighter weight.
So a pound of mussels is going to have a lot more meat than a pound of clams. Good tip, Nancy.
And that's not all, because if you take the shells apart, you could use one half of the mussel as a spoon.
To get up all the delicious broth?
Exactly.
I just pick up the plate and tilt it into my mouth, but sure, that would be the polite way to do it. Well, De Groot loves clams and mussels, and she still gets kind of wistful talking about the mussels that she used to get when she was living in remote Kodiak, a place called Mush Bay. They were living in a shack that had slid down to the beach after the 63 earthquake. It was just a few steps down to where the mussels were. These big mussels, I'd say, how big were they, De Groot? Was the meat this big? I'd held up my thumb, and she said, bigger than that, at least twice. Those were big mussels, and she said they were real sweet, too.
It's funny, when I moved here in 1988, my aunt and uncle came out to visit from Philadelphia, and all they wanted to do was eat mussels. I was going to take them out, but we ended up on a beach somewhere. I want to say we were on Vashon. I'm sure entirely illegally picked mussels right off the beach, brought them home, ate them, and lived to tell the tale. But they were enthralled by the whole idea that you could get these mussels here.
They must have felt just like Davy Crockett or somebody.
King and queen of the wild frontier. And while you can go into practically any restaurant around here and get great clams and mussels, so many people are freaked out about trying to cook them at home. I taught a class recently and folks were like, wow, that was really easy. Summertime, it's hot out, you don't want to cook for long. Clams or mussels just make a perfect meal, I think.
They're really not that hard to cook. And if you asked De Groot, she'd say the simpler the better. I asked her how they cooked those ones at Kodiak. She said, we just steamed them. They didn't have anything else. And she said they were great, just absolutely plain.
Go to the store and buy yourself a couple of pounds. If you have to clean them, just use your fingernail to take the schmutz off the shell. And if they're beard, you can gently pull that off. If you're going to buy clams or mussels but not cook them right away, take them out of the plastic bag, put them in a bowl, take a towel, a dish towel, and run it under cold water, wring it out, and place that over it, and put them in the fridge till you need them.
Oh, that's a good tip. Well, I've already said how De Groot likes to cook her mussels. What's your favorite way?
I'm with her. The simpler, the better. Basically, I just do a little white wine, some olive oil, some red pepper flakes, you know, the dried red pepper flakes, and always some garlic. At the very end, I put a little knob of butter in there.
We're talking about steaming clams and mussels, and maybe everybody doesn't know exactly how to go about doing that.
Put them in a heavy bottom pan with a lid, add whatever I'm going to add to the bottom of the pan, and just cook them, just steam them. That's it. That's all it takes.
It couldn't be simpler, and what a payoff. With your bivalve baby,
Nancy Leeson, he's Dick.
Up on the muscle.
Stein.